he's addicted to gezel. And gezel, he cannot say that he's an onus. Bishleim and Abizore, he can say he's an onus. I mean, Abizore is something that has to do with the mune. So Amunele, if he was raised by parents, if he was raised by parents who themselves believe in Abizore, so Amunele, the child was Godel Aldaitom, he's an onus. But if, in addition to being an El Arizore, he's a Ritzeach, he's a Ganef, he's a Gazlem, he's a Galarayas, it's not child to say an onus on that. So when the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't mean that the halacha of the Ma'ir or the Meridin doesn't apply to the Chomish Bechus La'aretz. It doesn't make any difference. The Gemara only saying that as far as the Isar Avedizor is concerned, so by Chomish Bechus La'aretz, who are raised that way, they have a din of an onus. Alright, now, so the Pshat in Minhag HaMiseyim Yedeyim is that they are losing. So apparently, the Rabbi Gershon is chilek. Rabbi Gershon is chilek on most Rishayim. Most Rishayim hold that vis-a-vis Avedizore. So even in the Mumel Avedizore, Beines, still has a din of Mumel Chater Kule. He has the same din as a Mishumet. And this Shritos is Asur. Tosi Asur. You see, the taste of Shite is that even vis-a-vis Michal Shadu Farhesia Beines. So he has a din of Kiak Michal Dabo. But Rabbi Gershon, so he says, Musiye no motzo bevei shagris in kelima be'arz Yisroel. Sho yeiv dinei so mishma vizore. Vilo mo ma bevei shagris in ifi shebechutz loret, lach shuba vizore. Elo mina ka viseyem v'yadeyem. Ve'eiv u motzo be'arz Yisroel ve'eiv dinei so. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. By the way, I mean, the Yisra vizore is only shayach in the Arz Yisroel, not in chutz loret. He means that the reason as to why the Chachomim were gazing on the Kusim, that they should have a din of Akum, is because even the Kusim in the Arz Yisroel were observed to be a Dabizore. And the Kusim in the Arz Yisroel couldn't claim that they are losing. They lived among Jews, and they certainly were not driven to Abizore by the Jews. So if the Kusim who lived in Eretz Yisrael, who were exposed to the influence of the Jews, decided to become Eretz Yisrael, so they are Eretz Yisrael Berot. So because of that, he was gazing and all the Kusim li eskakum, because these Kusim certainly had the Epsul of Akum. You see, Mashiach came if Ravam and Ravase had found that, had observed that the Kusim in Chutz Loretz are in the Avizore. So the Kusim in Chutz Loretz were constantly exposed to the influence of the Chachomim. So Mele, they themselves wouldn't have even of a woman. So Mele, Ravame and Ravase wouldn't be gazed at them. So that means, so from this Rabbi Gershon, we can see that Rabbi Gershon is really on the sheet of most Rishenim. Most Rishenim hold that vis-a-vis Avedizore is, so even Itilik Shenishbo and Avedizore, so has a din of Emunah. And some Rishenim hold that even vis-a-vis Michal Shabu Faresye, so even Itilik Shenishbo and Michal Shabu Faresye, din of Emunah. The Rambam Shita is different. But the Rambam is made vis-a-vis Mumel Avedizore. But Rabbi Gershon holds that even vis-a-vis if the Avedizore, so if he's a Tinik Shenishbo, if he's an onus, it was not a Vidin of Imun. All right, so that's it.
So now here, so it was 18, but it was meshed in wine. Now the wine was taken from Namoretz. So there was the possibility that he wasn't miser. So how is it that Rabase ate this Beitzim HaMtzmokim Yayin? But it wasn't the Be'em of Mayim, it was the Tarubes of Mayim. Because if he didn't drink the wine, it was eggs meshed up in wine. So it's Tarubes of Mayim. Omer Eilav HaDatot. So Rabase said, I just forgot. Omer HaMtzeire, Efsha Gozolat Tarubes Mayim, Mistayim, you said Rabase and Michal Yisur. Hashtag Hemtzer Shal Tzadikim. So it's impossible that, that the tzaddik should be nichshol in the iser of macholes hashabbos. It's possible. Tanoi was nichshol in the iser of chil shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel was mechal shabbos b'shege. He was mavir, ito. But so that's not such a takor. But Chulas Asures, is it a call? Is it bigger than a call? So in many ways it's impossible that the tzaddik should be nichshol. So if Rabase did it, so it's a raya that objectively it did not involve any issa of man. Not for Trebzeir and Dok V'Asha. So he started to look for a heter. Or that the tarubes of mayim does not require tarubes of peiris and kochim and amoretz do not require maizos. Inasmuch as the chiyuv of mayim in the rabbon, so it only applies to the be'er, but not to the tarubes. Itnach al kei achyamim losis lisei chamur yeis. So if someone buys wine from the Moritz in order to mix it with Muris, it's a certain kind of a mixture of water and wine, only for Chamuris. Chamuris again is a mixture of water, wine, and balsam oil. So, but the important thing is the wine. Karshini lasis menchim. If someone buys wine for the purpose of mixing it, if he buys wine mixing it into millions or aluminis, or if he buys beans in order to make it into grease, or he buys lentils in order to make it into groats, Adoshin Lassis men receiving Sochayim Shin Mai, because he was Mikhail at the end of Yahya. But his intention is to make a mixture. So then he is Chayim. Vein Tzorich Lema Mishim Vada. Vein Atzmo Mutoi. Mitnei Shehein in Taubis. But if he bought it in the mixed form from the Oret, then he's allowed to eat it like this. So in other words, so it's a Mishnah Meforeshes that there is no chiyuv of mayim of maisres and tarubes of man, only on the be'en of man, now on tarubes. So that explains how is it that Rabase ate this tarubes of yayin that was nilkach mamor. That there is no din of maisres and tarubes mayim. Vatanye nei singli shchemtei iso evois. In other words, if a chover, one mitzoya b'mitzvos, gives his neighbor a misle evois, she's a moed, she's not zero b'mitzvos. Ukdei holy vashayil, ukdei holy vashayil, einei cheshei shlisei yavitam nishepo, loim shum shviz, viloim shum maisei. So it doesn't have to be cheshei, maybe this woman who is not Yom Mitzvah's day, she's a moret. So we put in certain leaven that is not loose, or certain spices that is not loose. So we can take it for granted that she will not put in anything in addition to the ingredients that the chover gave the woman. But suppose he told the Ishi Samhoret, you can use some of your ingredients. So in other words, he authorized her to put in her own leaven and her own spices. So the question is, but here, why does he have to take off maestres? After all, he gave her the dough, but it's very likely that she put in leaven ingredient or spices. So it's tarubes of mine. Tarubes of mine does not require isur. So the Gemara says, Shame also, chiv nikamal, asir mishel chiv, kimam yor, yodayim yon. In other words, in this case, where he authorized her explicitly to put in leaven and spices. So in other words, so whatever she does bishlechusei. Bishlechusei? So then, it's mechuyev la'iser. It's just as if he himself, as if the chover, bought peres be'er and then made a mixture. So of course he would have to do ma'iser. Rav Chamoma, Shami Seir Vitavu, Nutaino, Vitaino Ripoto. Vitaino Ripoto. So, it's not just the general deal of Tam Kikya, because when we say that the Tarubes of Mai does not require Yisro, it also means there is no Shishim, because if there is Shishim, so then everything is gone. So it means, even though there is no Shishim, and if there is no Shishim, so it's very possible that there is stam. So still, there is a special pulling in mind that even though there is stam, so then there is no chiyuv of maisres and the tarubes, as long as there is rov, even though there is stam. But say of it have the leaven ingredient or spices, so it's not only that they give it tam. That's the whole function. That's the whole function of say and tavu. To give it time. So Mele, and without that, the Esau will not be good. So Mele, it's considered like the bed. So when the Gemara says retirement bottle, the Gemara doesn't mean the general din of Tam Kikya. As far as the general din of Tam Kikya, it doesn't necessarily have to be say of it happening, anything that gives it time, there is no shishi. So there is the aloha of Tam Kikya. And Tam Kikya. But here, it is also to put it into the dough, the seran tavi, and that is done for the purpose of being misaki the iso. So the mele, that's more than tavis. So it's mechuyev to the mice. Rashi says, if you should be tavi, what would you should be saki naki, the uikya, but we look at deo and Michelle as mamorech, shall nas a shluchi kishir bon osea, in Tarubes we learn, I mean, that there is a distinction. I mean, even the Rishayim who say that once there is Shishi, so then, even though you can still detect the Tam, so it's Mutea, because the Tam is Tam Kodesh, but they are made there by Tavu, that is the Taino. So even though there is Shishi, well, everybody, why? Because that's more than ordinary time. That is used exclusively to give it time. A flavoring agent, spices. So the melee, that is requires his soul in mind. Alright. Now the more is the kashi. Again, So we are not chishish. So he says, in Nosal Lohaki, in Zin Cheshish in Shemo Yechlipo. In other words, we should be Cheshish, maybe he gave her He don't. He gave a flower. He gave the Ishis Amoretz flower to baby something. But maybe she exchanged it for some other dog. So she's not the only mitzvah. Maybe she exchanged it for some other dog. So she used the dog that the chover gave her, and she gave the chover some other dog. And that might be terrible. Uchiyuv lechashivon. Vatnan hanesei lechamesei maasei. Hanesei lechamesei maasei vashuneisomo. Vashuneitomeno. Mipnei. Shechshudo mechalefes amiskalo. That if someone, a chover, has a mother-in-law, that is an Ishes Amoretz, and he gave his mother-in-law certain raw materials to bake something, let's say, to prepare something, to cook something. So before he gives her, let's say, the raw materials, the flour, or the pires, so he has to take off mices. And then when she gives him back the prepared food, let's say the cake or the challah, whatever it is, so then he has to take off maisres from that too. Why? Because it's very likely that the mother-in-law, let's say, saw that the flour that her son-in-law, that Avot Chochem gave her, wasn't so good, so she took it away for her own use, and she used some of her flour for her son-in-law. So the mele, he has to be maaseh. The flour, the pears that he gives her, because in order not to be machshir his mother-in-law, that she needs something that is not maaseh, and the cake or the challah that she gives him, he also has to be maaseh. Because maybe it's other flour, so too he took up maisres of the flour he gave to his mother-in-law. But this is other flour of which maiser was not taken off. So yes, so that he himself should be nichshur in itself. So is maaser. So maaser shuni is lo veshleitu menu. Shichshudo michalef es amiskalkel. Because in the mother-in-law is chshudo, that if she thinks that this flour is not good enough, so she'll exchange it with some other flour. So we see that the Nishis Amoretz is chshudo being machli. So why does the advice say Hanesim Ishchemti Yisolef Yisubil Vashir Lechishish Yiseya Vitav Nishabo, but should Lechishish, maybe she exchanged it with some other parents. So the Gemara says, "Hosam ki tanya tanya le'om Rav Yehuda, reitzei bitakon azbito ubeisho michasono." Over there, it's not that the Ishes Amoretz, it's chshudanis. On the contrary, because they are not zuya b'mitzves and not ki b'mitzves, they do not have even Torah orientation. So everything they consider from the point of view, their innate ethics. Sense of ethics. So the male, so she thinks there is nothing wrong. It's a she finds that the flower that her son-in-law, that Talmud Chochem gave her, is of inferior quality, so there is nothing wrong to exchange it for flour that is of superior quality. So maybe there is a special reason, because she's devoted to her daughter, to her son-in-law. So she doesn't want that her son-in-law should eat a challah that is not so good. But generally, an Ishes Amoretz is not sugar to be machshir. But generally, not only here for a good reason. What in her mind is a good reason? Of course, our opinion, there is no heter. Yes, what is it? No, so she might lie, she might see. What if we are hated her, that she might mix up and exchange, so she can lie too. But generally, we are not hated for chilul. But now, if someone gives certain parents
to the innkeeper, to the landlady, is my sayer that he, she should prepare something for him. My sayer should be Isilo, they should be Telemeno, Yershudom Michalepes. So we see that even not the mother-in-law, there is still a possibility. So Bishle, the mother-in-law, right? So it's out of devotion. Out of devotion. For a good reason. But here it's the landlady. So the Gemara says, Hosamname, my Hosamname, Miri Vamre, Barbirav, Livuchmine, Vanai, Hotriri. So, in other words, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis in the Pshat. Between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so the Pshat in the Gemara is Binichuse, not Bikir. So here too, in other words, the Isha Samoret is not only devoted to her son-in-law, she is devoted to her brother too. In other words, and she does it, and she does it out of kindness and out of love to her brother. So not because she is Chshudan Kesem. So because she says, after all, she has it, she's proud of the brother who is a Talmud Chochem. So she doesn't want that he should eat something cold. So she prefers that she should eat cold and her brother, the Talmud Chochem, should eat warm. Oh, now let's see the Rashi. Ulam begleke lemeim ala otim, ushaber etz lechashim shemetach, lifit layom ala atzmo, va nana meisul kundoki shalek, lisaka lo yisul deyo, yudam michal epes, vo ochen ulam mitei ivo, hi vish nochil, uv misechez maiti yonam, וקטון המסקלקל, על מלאגז לחשודו. So בישלי עם יד אבון, so the משנה, the other משנה עם מי, הניסים חמיסים says, מי שחשודו מיכל אפס המסקלקל. So that itself has the connotation of something that is spoiled. But here it doesn't say מסקלקל, מי חשודו מיכל אפס. She is חשודו to exchange. So the Gemara assumes that she does it not from an altruistic point of view, but on the contrary, from a vicious point of view, because of Gezel. So, Vohochen lav letevo, yidish nochi, yismechaz maitin olo, yitonam nizkal v'alma Gezel chshudo. So the Gemara says that here too she does it from an altruistic point of view. Vohosom name meil, hosom name letevo yimischabenis. Yehodu liton nebo amiskal keil, mishum da filo eviskal kename yimistan nalechem. קידים שאוכלים מחלב אצלי, דמיר יראו לעצמו, מטיבה אני מסחבנס, בר בירב לבוך, נימא, אבל ניסו לשכנתי, אין לו לא אחרי שלום, ולא עם מחלב אצלי תיבו, שאני סום אוכל לאותו מי, כך סנועי, ולא רען עמל לא יד, ולא רען עמל לכשידה הגזר. So in other words, so vis-a-vis, a son of law, she is very devoted. Vis-a-vis, brother, Talmud Chochem, she is also devoted. But, Anisim Lishchente, a stranger, just a neighbor woman. So the male, she is not devoted to him, and at the same time, she is not going to take away something. She's not Shudal Gezel. So there, the price says, Anisim Lishchente, ain't a cheshich. So she's not Shudal Ha. Now let's see the thesis. Hosanam emer yevamre barbirav levuchmin vanoi chokrir. פירש בקונטרס, מיירי הירוי, מירוי הרעסק על העצמו, לטיבה המשחל הזה. בר ברב ריחו חמימי, ונחוסי, ונעלו של משמע כאילו, ומיירי משמע שמיירי לעצמו היתר לעקב משלם. כמו מיירי ואמרי, תורי מדישיקו. So the lotion of מיירי is like the מיירי התאירה. מיירי התאירה means, on the contrary, something that is done through indifference to Yisur, not from an altruistic point of view. So in other words, Rabbi Yisrael says, he doesn't have to be matriach himself so much and to be cheshish, maybe, I mean, this Rama will do that away. So he refers to them as Amoyim.
So it's a riot that it's not that we only anticipate that altruistically she is doing something that is not right. But that she is doing, we are hating her, that she is doing something that is not right. Pure and simple, not altruistically.
Utosh Abinachem, the Bitmirokok, Barbe Ab Levoch, Nime Banoe Hokire, Banit Rachti Mishile. So only here she is made ahead of Atzmo, because she thinks that, oh, I am working so hard for this Talmid Chochem. Every day I could be work, I clean up his room and I work for him. So it's not right to myself that I should eat cold and he should eat hot. So really, she is chudo to exchange. But ordinarily, when she has no, he was at there, she wouldn't do it. והמתרח משען גם לשכן תאי מוח יש לחיוב, אבל משתרח עם משווי, מדר השכנים שתלך עם זה משווי. Alright. Now you know this again. ולחיבוב הולך על שינור. ועתן יהיה אין שסחובר תלחלס ומי ששמורת. She can help her in the work if she has to grind something, מי ששמורת. So the שסחובר can give her some help in grinding the wheat. Bisman she made, avolu bisman she tail. Now let's see here again. We have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos as to the pshat in this verse. Is she chover tchenes mish tawol man she tmeyo? Tchenes misayi as lahalik es rechaim. Kishi tchenes satvur shalamores. So Rashi explains bisman she tmeyo has reference to the is she chover. Bisman she is she chover tmeik. So then she can help. Legalemecha shemot tishkach mitikin lisich piyo tomo shemimimusya tichim litmeyo in regilo liga bameshe ala sukkah. Now it seems she's helping an ishes amoretz in grinding clay, so there is a possibility that the clay is not mimusya, so it's devil. So some mele if the ishes chover is stable, the hero, she is not allowed to help the Ishes Amoret, because since she is the hero, so she will not be careful not to touch the grave. If she is a hero, the Ishes Chover, and that was Bisman Chazal, when you could be to her, so the male, the Ishes Chover was on your guitar, and she wouldn't touch, she wouldn't come in contact with the grave. While she is in the Tomenic state. So maybe even though she is helping the Ishes Amoret in turning the wheel of the mill, but she is not going. She'll be on guard not to touch anything. So maybe we thought that Mechishis, maybe she'll take some seeds of clay into her mouth in order to taste it. Because she is on guard not to touch the clay. So she's about to help the Ishes Amoret. Mashein came with the Ishes Chover is a hero. So then she's not on guard not to touch the grave. So it's very likely that inadvertently she'll forget and she'll take some of the pears, some of the grain, and taste them. And it might be that it's not Musa. So that's why the Vice says, אני כאן מסייבס, איש יסחוב את הכנסים יש לעבור את מן שהיא תמיהו, אבל הוא בזמן שהיא תאירו, בזמן שהיא יסחוב את מיהו, אתם מיכה שבתי שכנית נוסח פי אותו בשני מאושר, דרכים לתמיהו, אם אתם יגיעו לי גם בשעה עסוק בוי, שם אותי תאמו, וסתום אם אין לסחיר אוכל, כי ולא ידעו גאו, אבל הוא בזמן שהיא תאירו, והיו לסתום לי גז, חשיבה שבתי שכם מתאיכה, רב שימן, בנרוזור אימר, עד בזמן שהיא תמיהו, that even if the Ishes Chover happens to be Tmeyo, she still is not allowed to help the Ishes Amoret, so let's say in turn the wheel of the mill. Why? True, she is a God, not to take it herself, but
Sometimes, you know, the issues are moments. The issues are moments from giver. The giver. And when the person gives you, then you are more likely to forget. Because you feel inhibited in refusing. So mainly, it's much easier to forget. So even though she is in mayor of the waiting train with the Shechaberto, the seventh law, the Yechalas. The seventh law, the Yechalas, almost a Shudo Lignit, the Shalbayo, you will have to escape. In other words, so Rashi explains it. So how do we see that the nation's abhorrence is Shudo and Yezor? Because after all, this does not belong. This crop that is being milled, and the anxious hover hopes, the anxious abhorrence, in grinding the grain, doesn't belong to the anxious abhorrence, it belongs to the anxious abhorrence husband. So what rights are to be? She has no right to give it to the anxious hover. It's not hers. It's not hers. The answer is still Achinshish. So that means that she is chashud and gezel. Now the question arises, Moshech, if we have such a critical attitude towards the anxious amort that she's should am gezel and the gezel consists in giving the anxious chover some of the payments that belong to the husband so that his gezel, so the anxious chover, if she eats it, is not any better. Is not any better. At least she is the wife of her husband to whom it belongs. So, but the anxious chover, she certainly has no, she certainly has no excuse, even from the non-Mitora point of view. So, she has no heter. So, this is what Bhagat Rashi, Almeh Shech Shudun, Mishal Bayrachas, Havata Mishas, Vishas Chover, Afo Kishin, Regiro, Lulechel Gezel, Lulechel Dorshin, Musa, Chashino Mishikhe, Dior Medin is the Min Shemoch, O Mai Yavle, Avros Yisrael, Yilav Dichshuda, O Gilav Gezel, O Mish. Because human nature is such that when a person gives you something, you become limited out of politeness. So mainly it doesn't mean that we are Chishin, the Nishis Chover also in Gezel, even though she cooperates with Nishis Amores. Nishis Amores takes away the payers of her husband, she doesn't miss a Gezel, and she gives it to Nishis Chover. So Nishis Chover is able to miss a Gezel just as much as Nishis Amores. The answer is, the Nishis Chover might take it inadvertently, because it is given, so a person is likely to forget. So mainly it does not mean that she's Chudan Gezel, but the Nishis Amores, this is not given to her, she herself takes it deliberately in order to give it to the Nishis Chover. So that can only be done if a person is Chudan Gezel. Hashim Rishikha, the only thing is the Nishis Amores, my brother, Avonos is Lachim, you have the Chudan Gezel, you have the
שיש חובת מיור אגל מי חשב תשכם את נוסח ביות אבא שלי מורשה דחיב את מיור אין רגיל לי לידם משעה סוגבוי שם אותי תעמו וסתום אימן סמירו חתי ולא אין אוגעו אבל לא אין בזמן שהיא תאירו דהיו לסתום אני גז חשב שם את תשכם את תאיכאו רב שימן בן רוזו ראי מירה בזמן שהיא תמי לא ראית איתכם that even if they just have their happens to be mayor, she still is not allowed to help the Ishes Amores, let's say, in turning the wheel of the mill. Why? True, she's a god. Not to take it herself, but sometimes, you know, the Ishes Amores, the Ishes Amores will give her. Will give her. And when a person gives you, then you are more likely to forget. Because you feel inhibited in refusing. So mainly, it's much easier to forget. So even though she is in mayor of the waiting train, the Shechaberto, Niseneslo, Veichalas. Niseneslo, Veichalas, Almo Shechshudo Lignif Mishal Bayo, Ulehachil Eschavato. In other words, so Rashi explains it. So how do we see that the nation's abhorrence is Chshudo and Gezel? Because after all, this does not belong. this clock that is being milled, and the Ishes Chover helps the Ishes Amoretz in grinding the grain, doesn't belong to the Ishes Amoretz, it belongs to the Ishes Amoretz husband. So what right to our Kedisha has no right to give it to the Ishes Chover? It's not hers. It's not hers. The answer is still we are Chilchish. So that means that she should not give. Now the question arises, if we have such a critical attitude towards the Ishes Amoretz, that she's Chudan Gezel, and the Gezel consists in giving the Ishes Chover some of the payments that belong to the husband, so that his Gezel, so the Ishes Chover, if she eats it, is not any better. Is not any better. At least she is the wife of her husband to whom it belongs. So, but the Ishes Chover, she certainly has no. She certainly has no excuse, even from the non-Bnei Torah point of view. So she has no heter. So this is what bothered Rashi. Al meishech shmuyim b'shabayi la'achas chadat avishes b'ishes chaver avol pishin reidilo loy lo'echol gezel loy lo'echol dova shini miusea chashir l'shikche d'o medini shimini shenochol ma'i diabalei avol osis la'achirin ilav d'chshuda u'gila b'gezel lo'yish. Because human nature is such that when a person gives you something, you become inhibited out of politeness. So mainly it doesn't mean that we appreciate the Ishes Chover also in Gezel. Even though she cooperates with the Ishes Amoretz takes away the payers of her husband, she does a Nisa Gezel, and she gives it to the Ishes Chover. So the Ishes Chover is even Nisa Gezel just as much as the Ishes Amoretz. The answer is the Ishes Chover might take it inadvertently because it is given, so a person is likely to forget. So the melee, it does not mean that she's Chudan Gezel, but the Ishes Amoretz, this is not given to her. She herself takes it deliberately in order to give it to the Ishes Chover. So that can only be done if a person is Chudan Gezel. חשיב לשיחה לא מדיני שדימין שברוכו מי די אבל אבל לא סיס לאחרים אילה אבד חשיב די אותי לבגזל לא ימין ש so we see חשתם מיקזל גזלי חלוף אני בוי so we are חשית here maybe the Ishes Amoretz will take away payments that belong to her husband and give it to the Ishes Chover without exchanging it. That's worse. That's more of an Issa Gezel than exchange it. So we see that the Ishes Amoretz is chashudo and chiluf and exchanging. Of Rav Yisei, hosoname meir yevam returne midishikov. So the way it's not that the Ishes Amoretz, and the Ishes Amoretz is chashudo and gezel, no. The Ishes Amoretz is very honest. But since they're not zoya b'mitzvah, they're not pkiyim b'mitzvah, they don't have a Torah orientation. So everything they consider from the point of view of their innate sense of justice. So from the point of view of their own superficial sense of justice, there is nothing wrong in taking away something that doesn't belong to them, as long as the person does work in it. As long as the, after all, the Ishes Chover does certain works. As a matter of fact, I mean, this has a basis. This theory, there is nothing wrong, because there is a loch in the Torah that a peyal can eat vishas meloche. But they are clothing, when can a peyal eat vishas meloche? So that was just to be yichuber, I mean, all kinds of clothing. But the Ishes Amoretz, they are not zoya b'mitzvah, not kiyum b'mitzvah. So true, they are very honest, but they might do certain things that al pidin involves in Issa Gezel. But it doesn't mean that they are choshed an Gezel. In an ordinary situation, they wouldn't do it. But in specific situations, they might do something that involves an Issa Gezel. Alright. Now, let's see the thesis. Eishes Chover Techenes in Eishes Amoretz. Pirish Bikuntres Techenes Ruo Shal Amoretz. Bizman Shimei. Eishes Chover. Dilekele Meichash. Shemo תשכח ותיתן לסך פי עוד אבא של נוסה, תחיל נתמי אוהים, נגעס, ומסתום מיומנס מרוחק. Even though she helps her, so she can turn the wheels, I mean all kinds of help she can give. But she's on guard not to touch the pills. Vikosha. The hach mishne, but it's not a mishne, it's a price, it's a sefte, perichas the taras. Vikosha. The hach price mishne, b'misaches taras. U'l'firish akuntres, havu mishne b'misaches mai. Because according to Rashi, so why is Bisman Shi Teiro, she's not allowed to help the Ishas Amoretz? Not because of being, so Avbash Shi Teiro, so not because of Tume, but because of Tebo, because maybe it's a new set. Bisman Shi Teiro, so she might forget and take something into her mouth, So and it's not Lucifer, so it's devil. So then it should be mentioned in my not in Taras. Taras deals with Tume Mitare, not with Doboshim Lucifer. If you say, because my void kosher, the Pirish, the Chavot, and the Sevens, Lovi, the Chalets, Alme, Chshudovi, the official Bible, so he says, it's according to Rashi. The riot that she's Shudal Gesel is because she takes something that belongs to her husband. So that means that Al-Tudim, a wife is not allowed to give him a Dovah Mu'et from her husband's payments. That's not so. There is a loche that the Dovah Mu'et, a wife is allowed to give of the husband. So he says, V'ein Zegzele, they nabal makdim the Dovah Mu'et. Kiditanya, Bagizel Basra, Mikabu Mina Noshim Dova Mu'et Litzdoki. So in other words, a woman, the Gabishel Zdoki, if he makes a collection, so he can accept from a married woman money that belongs to her husband, because if it's Dova Mu'et, not if it is a Dova Mu'et, it's a thousand zoos, so he's not. The Gabishel Zdoki is not allowed to take it from the wife, unless it's the wife's money. But if it's not the wife's money, it's the husband's money, he's not allowed. But the Dovah Mu'et, yes, and here, taking some payless to eat, that's certainly Dovah Mu'et. So what kind of an Iser is it? Now, so that doesn't present. The Rashi itself, which are Asvor, is difficult. Because why should we say that the Dovah Mu'et, a husband is makpid? But as far as the Mishneh in Bava Kama is concerned, so it doesn't present any difficulty against Rashi. Because there the Mishneh discusses with Zdoki. So we can say, Rashi can say, when do we say that the average person is not makpid on Dovah Mu'et if it involves a kimamitz? Let's say somebody says, a Gabishel Zdoki enters a certain house, the husband is not in the house, and the woman is in the house. So the woman gives him a $5 bill. Gives the Gabi Zdoki a $5 bill, or the $5 bill that belongs to her husband. So since there is a Giba Mitzvah, so there is an Umdene, that the husband did not mark it unless he is extremely stingy, so he got. So that's unusual. Mashiachin here, there is no Mitzvah in giving the Ishes Chover some of the peres. What is she's hungry? I mean, she's starving. There is no mitzvah, just to maintain friendship. So where there is no mitzvah, okay, Rashi Shita is that there is no umdene, that the husband is not makbid on the government. But Rashi is a little difficult on the basis of Slav. V'gam zeh deichak meit shemichalei min ishes chover ishes amoretz. The obvious, because The difficulty is, if we consider the Ishes Amoretz, it does Shudal Gezel, because she gives something belongs to her husband to the Ishes Chover, so the Ishes Chover should equally be considered Shudal Gezel. So Rashi says, no, the Ishes Chover doesn't take it herself. She takes what she is given. So that one does not have to be Shudal Gezel. So that's all Tzeleich. We can say that the Ishes Chalik, wenn ich es hobe, wenn ich es am Morgen, wenn ich es in München vergesse, wie auch mal die Abre, aber was es nachher in Land, wenn ich es nicht. Wait, heich di chenes. Rashi explains, ish es chobat chenes in ish es amoretz. Bis man shi meyo. Means, bis man shi de ish es chobar is meyo. So he says, wait, heich di chenes. Imo ish es chobar. Why? Because she is a god, not to eat it, not to touch it, not to eat it. Fine. So there is no danger, there is no risk with the Ishes Chover eating something that is terrible. But the Ishes Amoretz is Chshudo untable. Is Chshudo untable. So how can the Ishes Chover help the Ishes Amoretz? Is Misaleya in the Braveira? Weil hier der Chemes, immer ist es Chover, habe ich mit seiner Ehe sehr gerne. Und wie sehe ich, wenn ich kann ich sagen, Mucha die Ose, wir haben die bevor ich was wissen, die Maschel ist, ich ist Chover, und ich ist am Horet, Nabo, Chvoro, Bereres, wie der Chemes, immer. So, der Mischne sagt, in alle Sorgen, Mashal es isho lechavato, chshud al ashtiz, napo uchvo berechaim vitano. Avo mitovem mitochem litit chanim. Why? So in other words, so there is a difference between two kinds of siyim nisayi and imrame. Of course, we have to say that all these siyuim do not involve the love derayse of the evil is in the because the love the high self if the evil is in Nichshon. So first of all, when is there love the high self if in Nichshon only when it's betrayed by the Na'am? If without my help, the person wouldn't be able to do the Avera. But if the person could do the Avera without my help, so then there is no love the high self. Now the high self. And then, as far as the love the high self of if the evil is concerned, so if it's possible to be tailored, that they will not do an avera. So then, there is no lefniver. And in other words, when is there lefniver? If it's a vadai, that the person is going to there is no lefniver. So the male is seeing view of the fact that there is no but the high symbol. So, but he still is a idea. So the Mishnah says, "Mashal is Yishal Echadot Achshud Al Hashmiz Nafuch Moro Berechal Mitano." Why? Because even it's not Borom that they will do an Isa. Maybe, and it's not Mishas Ma'is. So maybe there is no Isa to be Misayim Da'Avira when it's not Mishas Ma'is. Aber mit Tober und mit Tiefchen immer. Why? So, mit Tober und mit Tiefchen, Lissalea mit Mishosa, Lissalea mit Yodayim, die Wawere, die Schasso Abe. Die Schasso Abe. Masche Inke, und ja, Masche, und es ist nicht die Schasso Abe. This, the Mishne says, in der Reish, denn in der Seife, the Mishne says, Eish es Chobea, Masche Lestri, Eish es Amoretz, Napuch, Moro. Uberemes mit Tichenes um Rakenesimo. So it says Tichenes um Rakenesimo also. In the Reishi it says, Luitomer oi Tichenim. So, in Visa Mishvis, so he's not allowed to help her Bishas Maisi. Bishas Maisi in the work itself. But Visa Vi, then the Seifa says, Eishes Chover, and Mashal is Lishas Amoretz, Napul Choro, Birares, Vitechenes, and Rakenes. So even Mishas Mai says she is allowed to write together with her. So the Gemara is the Kashe, Maishne Reishe, Maishne Seife. How is it that in the Reishe, vis-a-vis, Chshuda and Shviz, so Leitom and Leitit Chenimo. So he's only allowed to lend Kelly, because that's remote, that's Yua, is remote. But to be taken together with her, not, and vis-a-vis, Maisres, so he says, not only that she's allowed to be mashile, she's a more that's not buch moro, but be veres with the chenes and makere simo as well. Who makere as well. So, maisre rishma is it. Omar abaye rivam oretz maasrene. The reason is why, in the same way, it's muta to help the ishes amoretz. In bishas maise, is because rivam oretz is maasrene. So with the Raisa we rely on God. But only with the Rabbanon it's considered a suffix. So since it's only with the Rabbanon we have to be Cheshesh, so she's allowed to be Misayei Ayim Bishas Mais. This is what Abaye says. Robo Omar, Hochet Be'amoretz de Rabbeya, Vitu Be'bitare de Rabbanon. Itanye, Izeu Amoretz, Kol She'in Eichu Chulio Bitare, Dibre Rabbeya, V'chafam Yomim, Kol She'in Mais Atalezo. So we are dealing with the Mishnah says, Eishes Chove Masholes Eishes Amoretz. So it doesn't have reference, the Mishnah doesn't have reference to a woman who is Chshuda Maisres. No, it's reference to a woman who is Zero Maisres, the Isatera. But she is called Eishes Amoretz because she is not Zero emitting Chum Bitare, even with Marabalis, when it was possible to maintain Tare. So she is not Zero. In Tarim Tumim. That's only the Rabbon that doesn't involve any Sederais. The Tani is a Rabbon, especially if you call it Tarim, the Rabbeya, Chachomim, because my Sederais. Now, this is the Rabbon. Oh. So, we say, Panzoki, wait, here, the Chavesimo, is his Chobea, Harim, Sayeh, as if Rabbeya, and that we shall smile, in the work itself, the Ishis Chobea helps her. It's not like lending certain vessels. So that's remote. That's a remote help. But here it's in the work itself. Who we say Panzokin Muchav Yoser, we robe in Forish Maslis, Masholes, which is Hobel, which is Amoret, Napo, Ubo, Ubirez, Utechenes, Imo, be Amoret and Rabmea, Vitum and Vitale, the Rabon, Masholiki, Amoret and Rabmea means Izeo Amoret, Rabmea Rima, Koshenia, Kulchulam Vitale. So, Masholiki decrees that Amoret, that is not Zoya. In my stress, so then you're not allowed to be better with Eichei and to help. Amistam Amoretz, but only if we know that the Ishes Amoretz is zero in my stress, in this level. But Stam Amoretz, so there is a possibility, maybe he's not Zoya in Tevil, so then you're not allowed to help. So here, how does he say that, how does the price say that Ishes Chover is the Chenes and Ishes Ahoretz Bizman that the Ishes Chover is Tmeo? Alright, so Bizman she is Tmeo, you don't have to be afraid lest she lead, but she is helping. She is helping the Ishes Ahoretz, so it's Misayeya Deib Ravere. Ravere. Avus Lama Moretz Roi Keichen Leititrin Mechavad Achshuga Lashvis Ulabai Dom Arriva Moretz Maschnei Shor Nisayo Becholinye. So what do we say? You'll apply this Gemara according to Abayis Oikimite. Because Riva Moretz Masremein, so even Stama Moretz, you are allowed to help. Because Midraise, we don't have to be Reishis. So he says, Monefsher, Labai Doma, Riva Moretz Masremein, Shore, Shore Isayim Cholinien, even if the Ishes Chover, is a Teiro. But here the price says that if the Ishes Chover is a Teiro, we are not allowed. How do we know how do we know that this Mishnah in Anzoki is according to Abaye, so it's surely Sayo Becholinye, even if the Ishes Chover is a Teiro. Maybe that Mishnah is referenced to the Ishes Chover that is a Tmeo, but in Ech Name, if she is a Teiro, so it's Osea, so then this Gemara will not be difficult. So, Vilek Luk Mahi Bisman Shit Meo and Likrav Shin Lezer, to Behedi Kotone Bireres and Bireres. So the Mishnah uses Bireres. Bireres, what does Bireres mean? She touches the grain. So that means that the Mishnah is reference to a woman who is Teiro, because if she is Teiro, how could she touch the Ishes Chover? The grain, she'll be mitame, she'll contaminate the grain. So in other words, so Rachem, the Rabbi Natan, Achilik HaRashi, Rashi holds that when the price says, Eishes Chobet HaChemesim, Eishes Amoretz, Bizman Sheit Meyo, so Bizman Sheit Meyo has reference to the Eishes Chobet, when the Eishes Chobet is Meyo. So as they say, no, for Eishrach V'chein Rabbi Natan, Shebitvue Shol Choberayim. Now, and not like Rashi, that we are dealing with the crop of the that belongs to the Amorites. No. According to Rach Rab Natan, we are dealing with the crop that belongs to the Chover. And the Ishes Chover, and the Ishes Chover wants to grind her own crop, her husband's crop of wheat. So, but she is using the Amorites, the Ishes Amorites is a mill. So she's using it, she's using the mill of the Ishes Amoretz. So she between Shel Chovereim and Bizman Sheit Meyo. So it wasn't Bizman Sheit Meyo, not as Rashi explains, Bizman Sheit Ishes Chovereim Meyo. But Bizman Sheit Meyo, Bizman Sheit Ishes Amoretz, that the Ishes Amoretz is Meyo. Now, the Ishes Amoretz, they are not booking the dinitum emitare. So it's not shayach to say bizman sheit meyo, bizman sheit teiro, because all eishes amoretz are becheskas mei, because they are not booking mitum emitare. They don't follow up the dinim of tum emitare. But true, so all nishei amoretz are becheskas meis, but on account of their ignorance, but sometimes you have an Ishes Amoretz who thinks she's Teiro. So, Al Pidin, she might not be Teiro, but she thinks, in her own ignorant mind, she thinks that she's Teiro. And sometimes she herself, admittedly, is Meyo. So when it says, Bizman Sheit Meyo, it has reference, not as Rashi explains, to the Ishes Chover, but it has reference to the Ishes Amoretz. So as long as she thinks that she is Meyo, because Nishi Amoretz, they also wanted to, you know, to be pious, but they were ignorant, so Meyo, even when they think that they are, then they are Teireis, they are Meis. But Bizman Sheit Meyo, when she admittedly is Meyo, so then she herself is on guard. Miliga bitvo. Avaloi bizman shemarzekes atzmo bitheiro. Diose yizeres miliga bitvo. Umitamelo rabshimen. Umitamel. And he's mitamel. Rabshimen rozare meir. Abizman shemarzekes atzmo. Bicheskas meyo loy titchei. Mipnei shechavato. Eishes Amoretz, Achir, Shesvur, or Yisteiro, Nisenislo, Vecheles. Nisenislo, Vecheles. Uvi deserved the Taras, Vecheles, Vatone, Afo, Pishi, Vecheles, Nisenislo, Achir, Vecheles, Vash, the Polish Shapir, Hash, the Mixel, Gazle, Tvuo, Shalishes, Chobea. So, after all, so here it's not the crop that belongs to the Amoretz, is the crop that belongs to the husband of the Ishes Chover, to the Chover, and still we are Heishish, lest another Ishes Amoretz will take it. So I mean, so we'll exercise dominion. So that's certainly a gezel. V'hashde porch shapir, hashde. Afar shenecheles nisenes la'achir v'eichlim. So another Ishes Amoretz will take some of the peres and will give it to a friend of hers, not in Eishes Chover. Eishes Chover will not eat it, but she'll find a friend too who will eat it. So we see that we are afraid that Chavato and Eishes Amoretz might take the peres that belong to the Chover and give it to somebody, to Achir. So maybe that means that they are choshen and gezel, so that certainly choshen and mich lechalmich. All right, now the Gemara. Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaruz ben Chobov shel Reb Meir lifnei Rebbe al Reb Meir she'ochal ole shel yerek bivei shon v'yitir Rebbe's bishon kulo al yode. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaruz ben Chobov shel Reb Meir was made before Rebbe that he saw Reb Meir that he ate a yerek bivei shon, and without taking of maises. So the male Rebbe was Matir Beishon. Why? Now let's see the Rashi. Hey, why does the Gemara mention? Because that's a connection with the Nakodesh Boruch, maybe the Kol HaRidei. Hey, Rabbi Shua, Name Mishum, in Nakodesh Boruch, maybe the Kol HaRidei, as a Nikim Nakata. All the Shal Yerek, Velo Yisir, Vite Rebbe Al-Pehidi Suez, Bishom Kol HaRechol Yerek Shalom, Upeir Yisirivon Bitivon, Kosol Kedai Toch, Kosol Rab Meir Lab Meret Yisroeli, Umay Zadog Mbichutz Loret, Zulei Rabbonon, Hoy Uver Ez Dereis, Avo Mais Ayerek Meret Kofed Rabbonon, Likos Amide Bichutz Loret, Di Meret Yisroeli, Avo Gab Dereb Meir, Virebe Acha Achub, Mabeo Kailon, Mai Zadog Mdereis, Vierek Rabbonon, Di Kedusha Achino, De Ezra Kitcho Avo, Zilobe, Kediktone, Yiterebez Bishom, Michlal Bishom, Mekeimes, Neymen, Neymen. So Rashi explains it, that why was Rebbe Materet? Well, Rebbe was Materet on the basis of the testimony that he received, that Rebbe Meir did. But what's the explanation? On what basis did Rebbe Meir himself eat it, according to Rebbe? Because Bishon is one of the Mekenes that Kofshu El Mitzrayim, like Kofshu El Bovel. And Yudusha Mishay Nois, Kichon Mishayit, like Kichon Asafami. Yudusha Shniois, Kichon Mishayit, like Kichon Asafami. So, but Beishon happens to be of the Mekemeis that Kofshu El Mitzrayim, but like Kofshu El Bovel. So the Mele, the first Dusha is not taken fair, it is not Chalnao, because it was a bottle, and the second Dusha never took effect because the Ezra was not Mikadish Beishon. So Mele doesn't have Dusha Sa'at Yisrael, so it's Chutz Loretz. So Mele, there is no Yisar of Tevel, you don't have to take off Maisas. But with Rabbonon, the Nevi'im or Misake, that we have to take off Trumeis, Umaisres, and Chutz Loretz as well, Bovel and Mitzrayim. So, how was he able to be Matir? So this is what bothered Rashi. So how was Rabbi able to be Matir in Yerokis of Rishon without Maisres? True, he does not have Dusha Seat Yisrael, but Ligora Mechutz Loretz. So Ligora Ten Bovel, Ten Mitzrayim, Ten Amin and Meyov. So there is Trumis of Maisres, his name in Ramon. So Rashi says, since Mechutz Loretz, so the Chiyum of Trumis of Maisres is only in Ramon, and since Midraise, so only Dogon Tirish V'Yitzor is Chayim Bim Ne'arz Yisroel in Thomas Maizres. But Yerokis and Peres, so he's only Midrabonon even Ne'arz Yisroel. So in Chutz Loretz, Midrabonon, we only have to take off Maizres from Dogon Tirish V'Yitzor. The Peres that in Ne'arz Yisroel is Chayim Midraise Maizres. But Yerokis, that even Ne'arz Yisroel, it's only Midrabonon. So in Chutz Loretz, it's Potaligam. This is what Rashi says. Alright. So, Chibrov, Ochiv and Bisovi, Vomole, Mokim Shabisechol, Mishabisechol, Noga Beisea, Adotin Veheter, Dorosh Le Mikroze, Vichitas Nechas Archeshes, Asar Oso Meishe, Ki Ad Ayomim, that's Chizkiyo. So, he shattered all the Avedizores. Ki Ad Ayomim, Areim, Oho Yom, Neisroel, Mikatrame, Vayikro, Nechoshton. Efsha Bo Yiso, Oso, Viloi Piyaro, Oso was one of the Tzadikim, the Melochim Tzadikim. So he did not destroy it. Bo Yishofat was one of the Melochim Tzadikim, Viloi Piyare, Valikola, Vinizore, Shebeilo, Moso, Viyishofot, Piyarum, Elo Mokim, Nichol, Yaveso, Lizgadame. The answer is, two, Oso and Yishofat tried to wipe out Abnizor from Eretz Yisrael. But they weren't successful in wiping out Abnizor completely. So there are certain things that Chizkiyo Amela did. No one person can do everything by himself. So Mele, here too, true that the Deiris HaRishonim, they won't matter it. But now I am matter it, Rebbe said. El mokim nichla aveisa fliz gada be yavani mokim nichla aveisa fliz gada be. Mikam li tal mitchochem, shom advara loche, shei mizichene isi. So what do you mean a mizichene isi? A mizichene isi, Rashi says, מכאן שראינו שכיבל רבי אידה זו ולא מדימנו אך על פי שדבעתנו שצי בכחידש שערדאים המויוני הגמייסה למדנו שאם מזיך את תלמוד חוכם רואים את דבר הלוך החידוש לא אימא לא שמעת אם מזיך אם מבדיל נעשי משמור עשי Lime Chazir. In other words, if you don't Chochem Paskins, a certain thing is a Chiddush. So we shouldn't tell, well, how is it that there is a Rishayim, no one said that? Because Mokim Inichu, a base of this Ganon. So, a Mazich Reise means we don't move him away from Hishmuel. We don't move him away from Hishmuel. So, So three different expressions. Either mazichin, mazlichin, e mazchin. Mando ma mazichin. That means to move away. Kidichzin. Velo yizach hachishin. Now wait, what does it mean, yizach? That it should not be removed, the hachishin, from the evil. So yizach has the meaning of removing. Mando ma re mazlichin. But we do not reject it. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will not reject Israel. So, Niznach means reject. Umandoma maschichin. So, in other words, means, Ditnam Mishrobu zichzuchi alei from machliket Israel. When the arrogant people became numerous, so there was an increase in machlikes. So, zichzuchi means arrogance. So, in other words, mean, a maschichin, they say, means we do not declare, if the Talmud Chochem declares a new din that we never heard before, so we shouldn't declare him as arrogant. Chutzpah, he is mechadish, a certain heter. So, because Mokim Inichu Aveisai means God. The Umadon of Maschichin, the Nam Shom Zav Zalev, or Machu Yisrael. Maskif for Rabbi the Breit Rabbi Shimon Paz. So the basis of the heter of eating the Iraqis of Rishon was that it's not kofshua in the bother. So mainly it's chutzlaret. I mean that it's not Eretz Yisrael, it's chutzlaret. So the Gemara assumed that it's not Eretz Yisrael altogether. So, in other words, so is he umikel mandorat bishon lav meretz Yisrael li vaksiv velohir nishnashes bishon ves nisel ves tanoch ves nisel. So apparently it is within the gvulim the bekeimis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu, because if it's not within, if it's not included within the territory that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, so the mailer, why should the Pasuk tell us v'lo yirish v'lo yirish nashes b'shon? Naturally, I mean the Shvatim only took possession only of that was given to the Jews, not something that doesn't belong to them. So obviously it was given to the Jews. So many Eretz Yisrael. So why was it not? Ishtamte. So Rabbi Yehuda prayed Rabbi Shimon Bazi forgot. Hod Omer Rabbi Shimon Yochim Shem Rabbi Zem Dos Shom Rabbi Shimon Zem Shamuel Har Bikochim Kav Shem Mitzrayim Kav Shem Bova Because Sovak Dusha Vashem Kishu Shai Kishu Asu Dove Vinichu Kidei She Yismichu Aleyem Anim Bishmiz. Now let's see the Rashi. Ishtamto The first dushe was on the kibush, and who did that dushe? Yoshua. So that dushe is kichol ishaitel and kichol zivavei. So the moment Nebuchadnezzar was kibush out of soil from them, so the dushe that took effect through kibush became bottle through kibush Nebuchadnezzar. Then when Ezra settled in Eretz Yisrael, Ezra, Chemye, Chagascharim, Malachal, Yeshua, Bitzodok, King Godel, so when they settled in Eretz Yisrael, so they were again the Kaddish Eretz Yisrael. And they were Mekadeshat Yisrael not for Kibush, because they had no sovereignty, they had no autonomy, only because they had a license from Melech Keresh. So it was for Chazoke. So since the second Kedusha took effect for Chazoke, so it didn't become bottle, the Kedusha did not become bottle as a result of the Kibush by Titus. The first Kedusha took effect for Kibush, so it became bottle as a result of the Kibush by Nebuchadnezzar. So a Kedusha that takes effect through Kibush comes to an end through Kibush by the Goyim. But a Kedusha that takes effect through Chazoke does not come to an end by Kibush, through a Kibush by Goyim. So that's but Pension. So Ezra was not Mikadosh. Now the question arises, since the Kedusha took effect by Chazoke, what does Chazoke mean? By settling upon the land. So why did Ezra omit Bishon? He could have, after all, they had the license from King Keresh to settle on any piece of land they wanted, so they could have settled on Bishon territory as well. So they had the purpose in not settling on Bishon territory, because they wanted to accommodate the Anim, that they should be able to have like a chikhol peye in Beishon and other mikemes that they omitted in being mikadish, because if they would settle on every piece of land of Eretz Yisrael that kofshu el Mitzrayim, so then the Anim would suffer starvation, because they wouldn't have, because the Shnas HaShviz, so it's hefker to everybody. So there wouldn't be any lekechik hopeye. But by excluding Bejon and other pieces of land of Eretz Yisrael from the Kedusha Shniyo, so the Mele Shmite was not neik in Bejon. So since Shmite was not neik in Bejon, so the Mele lekechik hopeye was neik. So it was for the benefit of the Anim that certain territories from Eretz Yisrael should be excluded from the second Kedusha. You got it? Right, now, Omer Rav Yirmi Rav Zeire V'Rav Meir Ole B'Almo Hu D'Ochel. So what's the raya? After Rebbe was Matir, the Ole Shal Beishon and the base, the Yerokis of Beishon, without Maiseya, because of the fact that Rav Meir ate one hour. So apparently Rav Meir held that you don't have to take maizfes from Beishon. But Rav Meir was seen only to eat one leaf of a yarek. One leaf of a yarek. Now the halacha is that until Gmar Meloche, one is allowed to eat an achilas are without taking off maizfes. Why? Because midraise, when is it, does it become affected with this atevel? Only after Gmar Meloche. Now what is Gmar Meloche? What does Gmar Meloche mean? Gmar Meloche means every crop, every mean, every species has its own stage that is considered Gmar Meloche. Let's say in respect to grain, so Gmar Meloche is miruach. What does it mean, miruach? In other words, after you do certain kind of processing, so then you smooth the crop. That's miruach. That marks a certain stage in the processing of the grain. So miruach is the Gmar Meloche. In your case, mishiyegdu. What does it mean, mishiyegdu? Mishiyegdu means what constitutes Gmar Meloche in vegetables, when you take a number of vegetables and you bind them in a bundle. So that's the Gmar Meloche. But prior to the Gmar Meloche, so every mean prior to the Gmar Meloche is, so it's not a, when does it become affected with the Issa Tevel, with the Raise? Only after Gmar Meloche. But prior to the Gmar Meloche, before Miruach, so it's not a, but with the Rabbonon, you're not allowed to eat the Achilas Keva, even before Gmar Meloche. But Achilas Are, you're allowed to eat even with Rabbonon. So, Rebbeya was observed eating one single leaf from the Iroquois. So what's the idea that Remeya held that it doesn't require maestros? Maybe it requires maestros, but that was done before the processing, before the Gmar Moloche, before it was packed in bunches, in agudes of Iroquois. So then Achlesare is muter. Vor Remeya ole ba'almud ochel, so it's only Achlesare. Before Mamloche Achlesare is muter, Omalei Ma'agudach. The mayor was seen eating it from the bunch of vegetables. In other words, from the agudim. So, Utnan Yerek Hanegad Mishiyogit. What is the stage of Mamloche in Yerokes? If it is the kind of vegetable, let's say like carrots, that are packed in bundles. So that is the Gmar Moloche, and Remeya was seen eating it after it was packed in the bundle. So maybe Remeya just forgot inadvertently. It's no riot that Remeya held that it's also that it's muter. So the Gemara says, "Hashte behem to shel tzadikim akurim amikol liodon." That's the question. Vidiu mo yisraelim imotimachem. Maybe Remeya took off maestres on this bunch of vegetables from another bunch of vegetables, and the one who saw Remeya eat the ore in the field did not see the act of afroshe by Remeya. So the Gemara says, "Lo inechshu dechaverim nisrim shloim namukim." So because it's osea to take off maestres if the peiris are not in one's presence. Let's say I'm allowed to take off maestres, let's say from this and this, if both crops are before me. But suppose I have peiris here in Chicago and I have peiris in New York, and then I'm not allowed to declare the peiris in New York as maestres and the peiris in Chicago, because Shalom, it's not somuch to him, it's not in his presence. So Melele, it's impossible that Remeya should have done it Shalom Namikov. The next Shachavir Shamikov, Vidyo Monos Meima Bitzadze, Viochel Bitzadacheya, Bitzadacheya. So in other words, so he took off Afro, he was Mafrish, Bimachome. You don't have to, it doesn't require any verbalization. You can take off maestres, bimachshove alone. So maybe before Remeya ate it, so he did take off machshove, maestres. So, Amalei, Choseman gab Rabbi komisaidore. But Rebbe heard the testimony of Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaruz ben Chomosh Remeya himself was in the God. So if he testified that Remeya ate it without taking off maestres, so he probably knew the fact that Remeya didn't take it off the afroshe, that Remeya did not take off maestres. So really he knew. Question. Alright. Now, the Rashi. All the Baal med Achilles Ari, Vishar Yoris, Magudach, Vishnei Gatos Olechlana, הנגע שדעת לא עובד, שיהיה בדיוק פה למייס, נסע מחלס הארי, לא ודאי תשוח רמיה, ולעוס רלוי למסיר לי בו יעשו, מוק מח, השם עלו יהיה הקטון של מייסי, ואו אומר, הרי הוא מייסר להגוד איזו, ליטרין של אינה מוקה, מן המחובה, ויסום מוכלי, כי מעקיף עם שתי חובייס, וכמעקב את הכיר לשם, לא שמעקב, מגיע את זה לזה, ועושה לחב, לחובה, להף בזמה שאין לפונוב, מה שלפונוב, ושם הוא איסי שהוא עושה נחולוב, אין לי בהם, שנאמר, וניר כך, ונמצוא שאין, שנאים הכלום ואיכו תבור, נוסנים המצד זה לכל שמה ישראל צשי לי בוח מצד השם. חול זה מנגב רבי כועס אליי, ראי כמרות וגודו, היי דו, דהיין רבי ישוע, היי הוא בו לא ידע על זה, יופי כיוון, לא פורא לך, נעל בטייסס. ניתי רבס בשעון כול, על משמע במייסה נאים בחוץ לו, וכי משמע במנזור, בפרק רבי שמואל, במקום הרב בשלו, כי שהיא כבר ליבות, so, now there are two cities. One city is Botso. Botso is Neart Israel. What's all is in the Arts of Sword? What's all is really in Ibrahim, in the Galon Heights? That's what's all. And then there's another city that has the same name, similar name, Botso is a Hutzlot. So Hishloki is equally Botso, and he thought that he's the same as Botso, that is the Arts of Sword. And he saw Chazine Dachle Peiru Israel. So he saw that they ate Peiru and didn't take off Mises. And Rishlokish assumed that it was the Arts of Also, so he asked them, the Peiru, without taking off Mises. Also, he came to Rabbi Yechanan, he told Rabbi Yechanan the story. Omalei, Rabbi Yechanan told Rishlokish, Adonai Ketur Kochaloch, as long as you have your garment, your coat on yourself. In other words, don't delay, don't postpone it. So we track the Pesach immediately. Zil Hodam. So, we track the Pesach immediately. While your coat is on you, the bots or love and the bots. Bots all is out of soil. That's in the Rayal. But bots all, the bots are the Chutz Loretz. Vim Chayev Vim Maizim. So we see that Chutz Loretz is not Chayev Vim Maizim. Chutz Loretz. So from this Gemara we see that Chutz Loretz is not Chayev Vim Maizim. Because why was Rebbe Mati the Yerokis of Nishon? Because it's not out of soil. But we don't, but Chutz Loretz is also Chayev. So it's much more from this Gemara that Chutz Loretz is Potter Maizim. So Rashi himself has that Kashi. The answer is, so Rashi gives the answer, Chutz Loretz is only Dorot Tirashi Mitzah is Chayev in Chutz Loretz. But in all cases, which in Eretz Yisrael is only Rabbonon, so in Chutz Loretz is Potter Gamri in Rabbonon. So that's Rashi's Shiva. But the same Kashi is raised like this. We take it, we fail it at Kamo Muchach, Kube Shmaite, the true Monei Egev in Chutz Loretz. In Chutz Loretz. ואין לו אימא, כי בפיר שוכר ביקום תחסים דווקא בתחום הזאת אומרת יש מיצה, דאב ובארז גרעיס, בחוץ לא רצה מן רבונות, אבל בשור פרס לא היא, נא, יחו כאס היא סרטן יום מן רבונות, איבן לארץ ישראל. נאו, in connection with פרס או אימא, עד את הדוגון תירש מיצה, there is a מחלגיס. Most Christians say that only דוגון תירש מיצה is חייב מרעיס. Now, דוגון means the five species of plant, Chitim Seirim, Kusmin, Shibir Shual, Shipping, that's dog. In other words, wheat, barley, spelt, that's Kusmin, and then oats, Shibir Shual, and Shipping, that's right, that's great, that's good. So, most Hashemim say that only that's dog, and then Tirish. Tirish is wine, and then Yitzeya is Shemen. That's the rice, according to everybody. Other Pirus in law, so most Hashem say, most Hashem of Rashi and Tasteless and Raivet and Rambam, that it's only Midrabon. But the Shitas Rambam means that all Pirus in law is Midrabon. Mashiach in Yoki, so even the Rambam agrees that it's only Midrabon. So it's so this is a very much of the good enough to come as a little bit of the rice because it was a rabbon. I will be short papers. Lori, the very kind of debate, I wish this had a barhone. How will you surmise the harder? Moster, that's not the one church pizza. Mashma has suki the high in rice. Who the Christians have been walking the person in a slap misasi, where Venice like a freezing, from Kibamina in Misasa or Venice Bobab. גם רגיד את צלף אור ובחוץ פה עזירי כתבי לי צריך עושה כפיסים ופה רואים מה לוחק רבה קיבה ומשם אבא מנף ובארץ כמו משהו בחוץ לארץ ורואים בכל עמי כמו רגע לוחק ניס בחוץ לארץ יום אמר הוכם אבא מנה מנה מייסר ירד צלף יברד גובי לרבה אבל לא רואים בארץ ומייסר רואים משהו בהדי את מייסר ירד צלף רואים בחוץ לארץ ואם רמתם היא הוכם ישבואל So this is rejects Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite is that the Chachom Morom Misake Trumas of Maisres in Chutz Loretz in connection with Dogon Tivash Mitzvah, but not in connection with other prayers. We have that the Atzchol itself, it's on the Rav. But this is Israeli, this Shite is that there is a Chiyuv in the Rabbon to take off Maisres. To take off Thomas of Maestres in Chutz Loretz, even from the Rockies, that is in Rabbanon. So the question is, so why was Adam Atir in
Tam, the Hochelfe, Shmuel, I read it my, in Eri Chutz Loretz. Rebbe was not Makir, the Yerokis of Rishon, from taking of Maizres, Vadai, but only my, in other words, Halikiyach, Peris, Rishon, Yam Horetz. So Rebbe was Makir without Maizres. But if it's Vadai, Togo, so there, Rebbe was not Makir. Rebbe was not Makir. That's how the Tamshi. Mit Maizim, in Chutz Loretz. כי איתם מסגת מים, זה לא אהלו פותנת מים, אבל ועד היטב הוא חי בכל מוקי, וכי משמע, זה מים והוכל עם מים. What if הם מגזיב על אהלו? Because they are שונש הרוצס לארץ ישראל. So there is a part of ארץ ישראל that confused in the problem of the tushes ארץ ישראל מן רייסה, and then there is that's up to see. And then מגזיב על אהלו, the Adamono, so that represents the Mekemis of Eretz Yisrael that Kofshu El Mitzrayim V'Roi Kofshu El Mitzrayim. So they do not, and Kedusha Rishayno is Roi Kishos Lomei, and Kedusha Shniyo did not take effect on those Mekemis. So that's Mekzim Ba'alon, it's not about Mai, Abba Vane Tevel Chai V'Chomotim. V'Chim Ha'ashmah V'Mai Moach Amit Mai, Midi Poich L'Kamon, V'Tim Gon Rav Meir Nosmina Mitzatzeh V'Chom Tzada Achir. V'Roi Shor El Mitzrayim. V'Koshe V'Roshah מאי, תפרגים עוד מאי. חפשים גם מי לשאוף רבי סיפרה בעשרק. So רבי סיפרה ב... סנט נסרק תרפשים גם מי אל. ויום עלי, and he said to him, זה בו יודי מכיס. חפשים גם מי אל, said רבי סי, that this got from what was came from כיס. ולמדתי ממנו, so חפשים גם מי אל learned from רבי סי's message, שלוש הדברים, לסביר שבס, שהוא ודא, that it was ודא אלי מיושה, yes, ושהוא תומא, and that it is תומא, ושבו יודע, אך, מיושה בס, how do you know, how did Rebiez, how did Rebiez, how did Rebiez, how did Rebiez, all these three things, שהוא ודא, he deduced that the Esrik was ודא אלי מיושה, שפרס כיסרים ודא, because it was a known fact that all the parents of כיסרים, all the parents that grow in כיסרים in certain city in Eretz Yisrael, they don't take off my Israelites, it's a known fact. ודא, ושהוא תמא, how do we know that it was תמא? Of course it became תמא, because many other horrors were not so able to be tare, handle it, but a pere cannot become tomei unless it was moist, it came in contact with water or one or the other seven mashki. So how do the Rabbis know that this came in contact with water? Mimela it was mukshon kabbalas tomei, and once it is mukshon kabbalas tomei, so definitely it became tomei because it was handled by many hands. Mishum tomei sheba bitznol of mayim, pirish miukshon, because it was a known fact that when they harvest pears in Kisrin, they moist the pears. It was an old fact, some of them. And then, how did Rav Shimon Gamliel deduce from Rav Yossi's message that Rav Yossi did not have another Esrik? Sheyimu bo yodi achir o yomaisem. Also, So the main way he would have taken off Maizres. But why didn't he have taken Maizres? Because it was the only Esrik. How could he have taken off Maizres? Unless he cut off part of the Esrik that he didn't want to do. But had he another Esrik, so he couldn't declare the other Esrik is Maizres. And he says, V'intemar, Dir Moisea, V'utzrach, L'idir, Mishum Ha'achsher. ויש לי מעדים מרוי, דין מרוי או דובר אחד, או ירבי איזה מדי בפירש. ופה נסו ישר מאיזה קשה, לסן ממנו או לא, why couldn't he take off my stress from the Nesrik, just to cut off his, a piece of the Nesrik, and to take that off his my stress. And after all, in Zman Chazal, a slaving will use not only the Mitzvah, because it's not mentioned, that he sent him the Esrik for Sukkot. In other words, he just sent him the Esrik, he sent him the Esrik in order as a payment and the other food. So if it was sent in order to be kind of mitzvah, he couldn't take off my stress and then use it, because then it would be a chosa. But it wasn't sent for suches, for the purpose of pre-tzoma. So it was sent just as a food, like any other food. So he could have taken off maizas from the same aspect. So, if we take off maizas from the same aspect, he would have to cut off a piece of the aspect. So maybe he would have to send Shimon ben Gamliel, the chosa. That is not technical. It's not polite. In there, no shir rabbein no kase. Upo if the Yerushalmi is a kashe, the Rav must be seen. Rabbi Yisi Mati Yovivadai Uvivya. She gave Mishni basic Kirish. Rabbi Yisi Mati Mishnei Chavei Vivadai Tevu Uvivad she gave she Yisrael. Uvishem Ohoyot Viyat Rabbi Yisi Ache. So how do we know that Rabbi Yisi did not have another Esrei? Maybe he had. Why? Why there wasn't in the Aseya? The answer is because he informed him that he didn't take off my specific. And it's all right not to take off my specific, to send it to somebody else. As long as you inform, you give notice to the person to whom you give it, that you didn't take off my specific. We love, so only contrabasi, it's all right to send a pilus, a matone to somebody else without taking off mitzvahs if you give notice. But according to Rabbanon, it's not all right. And Rabbanon himself, he wouldn't act contrary to the view of the Rabbanon, even though according to his own view, it was all right. Upon the Rav, the pilus of the Torah, the Kisrine, the Rebbe hit the Kisrine, the Vita Mishon, Shame Rav Shilamri, or Kidim Rebbe Hare. Masha, the Acha Shuluta, Hoyo Potter, Afro Badai, Dalias and Vada Hoyo. So from that Yerushalmi, it's Mashma, that Rebbe was Mati, not only Mai, but even Vadai, because here the Esri, the Yerushalmi is the Kashi, and the Rabbi Peres have told me his name. So it's Mutter, because Rebbe hit the Kisri, hit the Shon. So the Gemara says that was before Rav Shimon Gamliel, was before Rebbe. So it's mashma that the same thing would be perfectly mutter after Rebbe, and in such case, and there was the case of Vadai. So we see that even Vadai is mutter, not only Mai. So it's Ikashi against Rabbitam. It's all Chlema. We love the pains that we talk about Kisra. Also, the Rishon Fil Beit Maya Amino. Eilu Aminasurim Rishon, Veilu Aminasurim Bikisri. Pirush Nishin Mai, Nishin Eilu Minim, Hoyo Regilim. Veilu Am Kemi Yisrael Bei Meretz Yisrael. Vei Hayiduim Shaloi Bo Meretz Yisrael. Pturim Nishin Mai, Vichayovim Nishin Vadai. Nishin Vadai. So in other words, that there were certain payments that were sold in Kisri, but they came from other places, and other places not. So some melee, the Yerushalmi is, we love the payments that we told in the Kisri. So what's that one of the payments? So that's Ribo Meretz Yisrael, some melee, and that wasn't Vadai, so maybe it was Potter Mishimai. So, by doing Shulbom Meretz Yisrael, you do Mishimai, the Chayom Mishimai, like the Pirish of the town. Uporich, Vali Esrik, the Pirish of the Tori, she in the Meretz Yisrael, and the Bikisrin Atzma God, Umuter, Umay Rabbonon, Umay Rabbonon, the Mutter Mishriach Vadai Mechutz Loretz, Bilidoye, Uruinech Mikoel, Mitevel, Be'aretz Yisrael. In other words, what did Yerushalmi say? That the reason that Shimon Gamliel deduced that Rabbi Yisi did not have another Esrei, because if Rabbi Yisi had another Esrei, so then Rabbi Yisi himself holds that you are allowed to send Vada in Yusha, out in Matone, as long as you didn't notice that Maisas was not taken off. The Maisas were not taken off. So the Gemara says, so Yoshan says, Rabbi Yitzi wouldn't do something that is not in accordance with the view of the Rabbanon. And according to Rabbanon, you're not allowed to send something that is Vada in Yusha, even if you give notice. So the Yerushalmi asks, Vimkei, he says, Porich Valiesri, Kipiris Amiton, Shebivini Sebeat Israel, Elobik Israelat Mogod, who made the Rabbon of the Mutter of Shriach Pada in the Chutzloret, Vimdoye, Vimnechliko and the Terror of Beat Israel. So when did the Rabbon of Fabiesi say that it's also to give Matone or to sell a Pada in Yusef? Even by cocking it with notice that Maisras was not taken off, that is only in Vada of Eretz Yisrael. But Kisri was Chutzloret, so in Chutzloret too that Vada Chutzloret is higher than Maisras. But even the Rabbanan of Rabbeis, he wouldn't be Cheshesh. Maybe the person whom you give notice will forget it and then read it. Only in the Eretz Yisrael is the Cheshesh, but in Vada Chutzloret, which is only